Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to Erotic Sensual Sheets. You're on the air with your host tonight, Miss Strong Island. Well, you know what? We're going to get this started with a little bit of music, give everybody, you know, a chance to get on air. I know it's been a slow night tonight, so here we go with a little After the Love Has Gone.
We could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes we were alive. Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Along the way, what used to be happy was sad. Never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had, till sadness was all we shared. This affair would lead our love into something happened along the way, and yesterday was all we had. Something happened along.
Oh,
Well, welcome, welcome. Welcome back, our Detroit listeners and our global listeners. This is Ms. Strong Island, your host for tonight. Welcome to the Erotic Sensual Sheets on Poetic Energy Network Station. I see, let's get this cracking. I see we have hands held up high. Let's get to our first caller. Caller from the 216 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
Yes, this is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Strong Island?
I'm doing great, doing great.
That's good.
What are you going to do for us tonight, sir?
I'm going to do a piece about a previous marriage.
All right, now. The floor is yours.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I married my wife at the age of 28. She was 19. I thought I was ready for a commitment. In the beginning, it was okay, but the sex demon within wouldn't let me have it that way. I became accustomed to watching strippers and found it hard to keep my dick in my zipper. My wife teased me and pleased me, and it was good, but as much as I visited strip clubs, they might as well have been in my neighborhood. To watch strippers slide up and down the pole right in front of me, you don't know the effect it had on me. You don't know the effect it had on my mind or what this image done to me. Buying pussy for me was like a heroin addict trying to kick his habit, but by the end of the week, I knew I had to have it. Atlanta set out its best tale it had to offer. I even took whole checks to keep the best strippers on deck. I love cruising the strip late night, anxious to get my dick sucked. Oh, what a delight. I would bust a nut down her throat, and as she lifted her head, I said, "Be careful, bitch. Don't get none on my coat. I got to go home to my wife, the love of my life. If she found out I nutted in your mouth, I'd have to pack my bags and leave down south." I met a girl named Paradise who was cute in the face and slim in the waist. As long as the money was right, I could have that booty hole all night. She did things to me like lick my anus with the tip of her tongue. It's how she tried to get me sprung. It had a vibrating tongue ring. Light cocoa brown had me feeling so good, I thought I need to keep this hoe around. Every day I had to have a shot of the addiction that lied between her legs. It got so hot and steamy, I loved the way her pussy used to get real creamy. Even brought her home and fucked her real hard on the kitchen table. She knew what things to do to please me. She went that extra mile. I swear she had a spell on me. While leaving one day, my nosy neighbor seen us. I said, "Please, Miss Silverman, there's nothing between us. Please don't tell on me." She said, "Shame on you, Mr. Smith. You're a church-going man." I said, "The Lord knows my weaknesses. I'm sure he'll understand." She said, "If that's the case, then swing by my place and get a taste." She figured out what I was about. The sex demon didn't leave me until I left the ATL. My marriage was sort of like the military. Don't ask, don't tell.
Is that your piece, sir?
That's it.
All right, hold on, brother. You got to give it a clap. Got to clap up.
Appreciate it.
What was the name of that piece again?
You could call it A Previous Marriage.
That piece was hot. Yeah, I mean, that was a hot piece.
Thank you, Strong Island. Thank you.
You coming and sharing it? You had me a little over here. But you did just the thing. That's what I like. Definitely come through and blaze the mic anytime. Can you tell our listeners how they can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. Look under Nathan Smith or Nazy Boo at Facebook. So.
All right. Definitely hang around. Don't go nowhere. You know, if you have time, you're welcome to come back and do another piece.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I sure will.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Well, on that note, I'm still flabbergasted about that piece. It was, like, awesome. All right, everybody. Well, I guess I'm going to get a piece out of the way real quick myself. And this piece, I actually just finished writing it. Hopefully you like it. It's called The Thought of You. And this is how this piece goes. The thought of you, holding, caressing my body tight, makes my body react, and that is a fact. With shivers running all down my back, your eyes hypnotize, those lips, ooh, those lips. Can you bring joy to these hips while playing with my fingertips? Opening your mouth for a quick lick, tasting like vanilla ice cream, waiting for some of that fudge pop from the good old spot. Sweetness to my taste buds, whispers in my earlobes. Loving the thoughts of you, fiending to have all of you, boo. It's just incredible you choose me to speak to. I never really had a clue, but joy is now overdue. Come clean out this flu with very high gratitude, and that is my peace. Thank y'all, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I hope you all enjoy that. I know it's been a, you know, long week. I missed you all over the holidays. Hope everybody had a happy holiday. Happy gobble gobble, didn't eat too much and get a little, you know, sick to your tummy. But on that note, what I'm going to do is hit you off with a little bit of music just to break it up a little bit, a little Miss Chaka Khan with Sweet Thing, and here she is. Not mine, I can't deny it. Welcome, welcome back, all our Detroit and global listeners. This is Erotic Sensual Sheets. You were just listening to Ms. Shaka Khan, Sweet Thing, and this is your host, Ms. Strong Island. Well, no more to do. Let me take the next caller up to the air. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, this, wow, this is Nate Dissel. I guess I'll be blazing
okay.
Another one.
Are you ready to do another one? Let's go.
Yeah, I'll do another one. Okay, here we go. This is I wrote this a couple of days ago. It doesn't have a title to it. I just wrote it. Here it goes. I hear your pussy has freckles on it. If that be the case, let me lick each one to show you how much detail I can give to sucking your kidney. I hear your breasts are full of milk, and it's sweet on top of that. As you ride me, I will squirt each nipple in my mouth, show you what this nasty boy is about. Let me start at the rim of your booty hole with the tip of my tongue. Pour chocolate syrup down your dookie chute, then apply the right amount of suction. Hopefully my seduction has taken you to new levels. And if I give attention to your booty hole, think of what I'm going to do to your pussy cat. I may let you squat down over me, hold open your pussy hole, and piss in my mouth. That way I can taste your body fluids, and you can do like guys do and say, girl, you know what? Last night I pissed in that guy's mouth, and he swallowed it to prove his love for me. For once, you can feel like guys do. This is a bond I hope to make with you. So one night, while I was sleeping, I was startled out of my sleep by a noise in the living room, realized I was thirsty and headed for the kitchen, but ended back up in the bedroom tasting your pussycat. She is to me what Gatorade is to Derek Jeter. Only she can quench my thirst. My Long Island iced tea tastes better poured down her ass. A night out with her girls, $75. A weekend getaway, $750. My ability to correctly lick her pussy, priceless.
Is that your piece, sir?
That's it.
Oh, my God. That's hot. Priceless, yes.
Thank you.
What was $750, did you say?
A weekend getaway.
Wow. And that was just a weekend. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really hot. I really appreciate you coming through and sharing with our audience. And, you know, sharing just that love. I mean, your first two pieces just, like, blew me away. You made me speechless again.
Wow. My pleasure. I look forward to the show. I'm so glad. Now I'm going to give a shout-out to my nephew, Trayvon, mind poet. He gave me the number to your show, and I look forward to your show every Wednesday and Thursday, for real.
Hey, we look forward to you, too. And thank you, Mr. Mind Poet, you know, one of my little favorite poets out there. Hopefully he'll come up, spit a piece himself.
Okay. How can I hit you up on Facebook?
You can actually find me under... C for the letter Cindy Smith Jordan.
Okay.
Or I'm one of his friends. I'm one of my poet's friends.
Okay. I hit you up for real.
Okay, no doubt.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I enjoyed yours as well.
Oh well, thank you.
And I hope you blaze the mic and blaze it with another one too.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely. Well, just, okay. You know, be able to sit back, you know, relax yourself, and, you know, let's get this, you know, continue.
For sure. Appreciate you.
All right. You have just sit back. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. That was Nate Drizzle doing his thing. I see my little guest is here. Let me bring her in. Hello, Miss Poetic E.
Hey, Miss Strong Island, how you doing, sister? I'm doing great. Woo, I tell you, Nate Drizzle, he's speechless. Speechless. Okay.
I didn't get a chance to catch him.
Oh, when you listen to the archives, you understand. You understand. But anyway, let me get my composure back. All right, I'm better. So, everybody, I'm getting ready to do another piece for y'all. It's actually called Scandalous. And this piece, you may have heard it, but this is how this piece goes. Those sexy eyes, those sexy thighs, those sexy legs, wow, your head. Pushing through, indicating it's about that time to screw. While this school is still in session, just kiss me. Then lick these breasts. Enjoy the very best of this chest. Freaky mind hidden from behind with madman determination. One, two, three quick strokes. I almost choke while you squeeze the throat. Handcuffs slapped on, blindfolds tied on. Next position is taken up just so that last nut can bust. Screams are heard from far places, shaking up the man. As you remove the cuffs, still paying for that fast bust of your nut, next time you will take it nice and slow, and that is my piece.
All right.
All right. Well, Miss Poetiki, how was your holiday?
Peaceful, but productive and busy. beautiful. It was a combination of a lot of things. I got a lot of things done with regards to, of course, the book Secret.
Okay. We lost her. Are you still there? Hello? Miss Poetiki, are you still there? I think we might have lost her. Hold on, let me go find her. Okay. Excuse us for the technical difficulties. But in the meanwhile, we're going to take that next caller. Caller from the 240 area code, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Mind Poet.
Hi, Mind Poet. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I was pretty tight. I just heard what you just said.
Well, thank you much. Thank you much. And thanks again for, referring us to Nate Drizzle. He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
So what you going to do for us tonight, sir?
I'm a new man now. So I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I'm talking out of silence. I'm talking out of silence. I'm walking out of violence. I'm going against the odds because I'm a child of God. I'm going against my own flesh. My spirit's at the test. My soul is everlasting, so I'm broadcasting. Change your way of thinking. Stop that smoking. Stop that drinking. Stop that lying. Stop that spilling. I'm going to go further than that. Stop that fornication. Stop that masturbation. Killing me softly. I'm a dead man walking. Devil, stop that talking because you're a liar. God's my provider. I've been through hell and back. Untouched. Unburned. I'm standing firm. See, I'm a new man now, and I change. God has got me, and I know. And I never let him go because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life. I'm a new man now, and I change. God has got me, and I know. And I never let him go. I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life. I'm walking out of bondage because it's no longer my heritage. God is all around, so these strongholds got to let me go. Thank God for forgiveness. I put it for practice. It's my new experience. Thank God for my existence. My past is gone, so I'm coming home. God embraced me. The devil cannot take me because I'm a new man now, and I change. God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go, because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life. I'm a new man now, and I change. God has got me, and I know, and I never let him go, because I'm the light of life. I'm the light of life.
Wow. Was that your piece, sir?
That's my piece for tonight.
That was one hot piece.
Thank you.
You know, just oh, good gracious. that was just too hot. Forgive us the little technical difficulties. But I'm clapping loud and louder for you. I really appreciate that piece. Thank you for coming through with it. How could everybody find you, Mr. Mind Poet?
Find me on Facebook/MindCityMe.com or PoetTrainNotes.com. You can buy the book, In Him I Stand. It's now for $15.78. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. You can buy it at all the bookstores or Amazon for $15.78. And my new book is getting ready to come out about next week or a week and a half from now. And it's called Crossing Sides, The Healing Process. It's going to be $20 with shipping. It's $23, so look out for that.
Okay. Definitely. You know, you got to definitely come through, you know, and let us know what you're doing and all that. Thanks for sharing that. Please, everybody, go out and get this brother's book. He's an excellent writer. He has a lot to say. His first debut book was On Fire. I actually purchased that book. I actually read that book. That book was hot. You know, you get a very in-depth look at this young man just doing this thing. And
please,
I'm glad you're here sharing it with
me. I want everybody to listen to the poetry show tomorrow night. I'm going to be on fire tomorrow night. So please listen to the show. Please
definitely
listen to the poetry video tomorrow night. I'm ready and I'm going to be hot. I'm coming with it tomorrow.
All right, you're coming with it. But definitely you're going to be doing your thing, and he's talking about on a Poetic Energy radio station tomorrow night at 9 o'clock with your host, Ms. Poetic E and Stevie G. Definitely you got to come through, you know, and listen to that show too. So with no further to do, I am going to go ahead and I'm going to do another piece. Sit back, sir, and just listen on. This piece I'm getting ready to do, y'all, is called Scandal. And this piece actually goes like this. Eyes spying, cheating, hands touching things that don't belong, words speaking like they are being sung, reacting to the things before it, even dawn, having people wanting to be gone. Stop, think, don't just gravitate. Pictures everywhere, because you don't care. Wow, now look at that smile that is on your face. Did you just try to disgrace me? Better yet, try to get me? Scandal, scandal, that's all it was, that's all it is, that's all you want, a scandal. And that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. Okay. I see we definitely have a lot of technical difficulties, but to no avail, this show will go on. All right. And on that note, we are going to have a little commercial break in a second. So hold on, y'all. We be right back. Coming back in a minute. I ain't go nowhere yet, but we will be coming back for a commercial break in a second or so. Hold on. Technical difficulties are trying to get to me. But it shall not do it. We are live and not Memorex. And you know that's how we do it. So, with no further ado, we are getting ready to listen to a little of Atlantic Star. Send for me. Welcome back, our global listeners and Detroit listeners. You're listening to Erotic Sensual Sheets with your host, Strong Island, on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we've been having a great time tonight. I am glad for the poets coming through. I'm glad for the people in the chat room. Let's give a little shout out for people who are sitting here and definitely showing some support and love to your girl over here, Ms. Strong Island. Let's say hello to Faze Poetry. Thank you for coming out and showing your love. And, of course, Miss Poetic E, thank you for coming out and showing your love. And Nate Drizzle, again, you just blew the mic up. And Mind Poet, you came and slapped it again. So thank you, brothers, for doing a double assault on the mic tonight. Well, with no further to do, I believe, Miss Poetic E. Are you there, madam? Did you have a couple of words you wanted to share with everyone? Okay. Miss Poetic E. All right, I believe we lost Miss Poetic E again. All right. And on that note, we will continue going on. And I will just go ahead and do a little something-something for you, too. Another one of my little pieces. Bear with me for a minute. I have it right in my hands, and here we go. It is called Aspirations of Grand Celebration. And this piece goes like this. Riding down this long path, wishing I could be near my dear, just to realize you are far from me, just to want to drop on both knees. As you wait to open me up, I take it upon myself to bust my first nut, moving fast, then slow, just trying to finish this show. Exciting thoughts of ours, last encounter, keeps a smile on my face. With thoughts of you, your Hershey kisses, you planted all over my body while I tried not to be shy, I look you straight in your eyes, mesmerized by the hard-seeming man before me, looking around with a gentle smile, covering his face, not to mention those juicy lips that will certainly plant themselves wherever, whenever, however they want. Never complaints coming from this face. Snicker bars is what you are. $1,000 grand is sure my man. Exacting, extracting, multiplying each touch, each breath, each word that was never spoken. Just a token of appreciation given. Twins never have to worry. This is my thoughts, my words, my aspirations for a grand celebration of the coming together as one. Body, one mind, one soul is my goal for captivating it all. And that is my piece. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew, I tell you, it's just one heck of a night. And I will be remiss. I will put this mic down and go on to the next caller. Caller from the 240 area code, you are on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
It's Mind Poet again. I'm going to do one more piece. Give you guys one
All right,
more
Mind Poet. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, let me tell you this, kind of like a love story, you know. I met this lady at the airport, and she was supposed to be the love of my life. And I waited for her, and I saw her at the airport, and from a distance, she yelled out my name, Mind Poet. I yelled out her name, Kwanda, and I ran towards her faster and faster. She ran towards me, and before she got to me, she fell to the ground. I screamed her name, Kwanda, Kwanda, are you okay? No reply. I said, Kwanda, are you okay? No reply. I checked her pulse, and there was no sign of life. I checked her pulse again, and there was no sign of life. And I tilted her head back, and I started to do CPR. Opened her mouth, and I blew, and I blew, and I blew. Still no sign of life. I opened her mouth. I blew, and I blew, and I blew. I got on top of her body, and I started to do 15-2 chest compressions, and 15-2 chest compressions, and still no sign of life. I opened her mouth, and I took the held back, and I blew, and I blew, and I blew, and still no sign of life. Oh, Kwanda, please come back to me. Oh, God, bring her back to me, Lord. I love her with all my heart. I got on top of her body. I start to do 15-2 chest compressions and 15-2 chest compressions and still no sign of life and 15-2 chest compressions and still no sign of life. I opened her mouth and I blew and she began to cough. Her eyes began to open and she looked at me. She said, Mind Poet, I love you for you gave me life. That's my piece.
Okay, okay, okay. Gots to give it up for you, brother. Gots to give it up for that. Mind poet, that was a blowing of the mind. As your name of a piece. I appreciate
you
coming up here and sharing that piece with all of us.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Tell us how you, we can. You tell us how we can find you, right?
Yep. www.poettrainos.com. All day long.
All right. You heard it here first, y'all. Poet Trey Knows. You gotta follow this brother. He's doing things. He's definitely up and coming. You definitely want to get at him. All right. I'm going to go ahead. You sit back, sir, and let me go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 216 area code. You are on the air with Strong Alley. Who's coming to
okay.
the mic?
This is Nate Dibble again.
Nate, you can't stay away from the mic, can you, tonight?
Yeah. Piece I'm going to be reading tonight is called Beer in a Pack of Smokes.
All right, the floor is yours.
There was a lady named Beer in a Pack of Smoke. When she performed brain surgery, she never took her eyes off me. As she operated on my head, she made sure when I released, she swallowed every drop, all the while maintaining eye contact. This woman had two sets of hooks in her pussy, and she honed her skills very nicely of mouth and pussy with the swallow game real nice. Made a nigga think twice. As she juggled my balls in her mouth, she stroked my dick with her hand as she sucked my testicles. Now, swallowing while having direct eye contact is to me the best insurance that your nigga ain't going nowhere. Though not every day, only enough to remind him of what he has. The mouth and pussy hooks are a woman's chart and compass so her man won't get lost or go astray.
Is that your piece, sir?
That's it.
All right now. Okay. All right. I think you just can't stop making my mind just all twisted.
Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure being on your show.
As always, it's a pleasure to hear your words, sir.
Thank you.
Coming
it.
Through and just doing a darn thing tonight. You just, I don't even think we have a mic left with you. That's okay.
Okay.
You know, you did your thing, and that's all that counts. I like when you come through. You know, you have always some pleasing words to the ears and to the soul, so keep doing what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Are you on Thursday night, too, or are you just Wednesday night?
Thursday night, it's actually Miss Poetic E and CBG at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
On
cool.
a Thursday night open mic.
Okay. Appreciate you.
All right. Well, on no other note, these gentlemen are just coming through and just doing their thing. They're giving me a run full of money I see today. But you know how we do. I'm going to come back through. We got about maybe a little less than 9 minutes left. So I'm going to go ahead and hit you off with another piece called Exposure of Epic Proportions. And this is how this piece goes. The winds came in roaring, just like a lion was calling out for a quick attack on that pink snatch. Leaves flying everywhere, just like a bear chasing a deer, wanting that deep kill of that pink snatch, just to attack back. From left and right, up and down, everyone is falling to the ground. Licking, chewing, stop that hurt. As I almost choke.
on all the liquid gold that flowed down from your personal opening of release, just to tease and please all those that will let you open their doors, give them more and more of what they ask you for. Liquid gold falling down, rain hitting the ground. Help, they almost drown. It is way above their heads, gasping, swallowing, eyes rolling back, breaking out the backstroke, flipping over for that front exposure of epic proportions, lights all out, just like if it was a blackout from too much of the rain that came from your hurricane. This was just too insane to play on my brain, and that is my piece. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get on to the next caller. Caller from the 253 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
This is Linus. How are you?
Hi, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. So see how popular you are?
Hey, Seattle's in the house, y'all.
Yeah, trying.
What are you going to do for us tonight?
I have a poem, and it's called Woman. Now, it's not as sexy as what I've been hearing. I mean, whoa. I don't know whether to go in my little toy drawer or make a phone call. You guys have really been good tonight. Enjoyed it.
Well, the floor is yours, madam.
Oh, okay. I'll read it real quick because I know time is of the essence. Okay, the title of this is Woman. She is the epitaph of selfless love in all ways. She is a victory of any walkway. Her skills are numerous. She is the gateway to a glass house. She is the recorder of human correspondence, so much evidence to her providence. She is a scripture to a man's love. All blessings come from above. She is a tribunal in families, the chess game of finesse. She is the book yet to be finished, reconciled to her domicile. Woman to woman, she is the window of spontaneous profane who remains in name, woman. And that's it.
Wow. Oh, this is for you, definitely.
Hey, it's good to be a woman in today's world, any world.
You know what, Liz? Tell the audience how we can find you.
I'm at essenceofsuccess.com, and I'm also on Sunday nights at 4 p.m. on Talk to Me.
All right. I appreciate you coming through. Definitely come back again. You're always welcome. I love that piece that you just did. It was awesome.
I sure will, and I'm enjoying the show. Keep up the good work. You're doing great, babe.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. I'm going to go ahead and move a little quicker, get in our next caller. Caller from the 510 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 510 area code. You on the air. Okay, I believe we just lost them, but that's okay. That's okay. I'm quite sure they'll try to get back before the end of the show. But I see that we are winding down our time, which is a good and a bad thing. Last week when we didn't have a show, trust me, I missed everybody. I'm used to getting my fulfillment of my poetry love, and when I went to think about the show, I say, wow, the show is not on because we're on vacation, so we can't do the show. So you best believe I searched out a poetry show for the next night. I needed my poetry fix. And that's all because of all of you. I really appreciate all of you. With the talent that's out there, the talent that's coming, it's just awesome. So with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and take this next caller. Caller from the 562 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Yo, it's your boy Urban Voodoo Love and Direct. What's good, Strong? How goes
hey,
it?
Hey, Urban. Hey. What you going to do for us tonight?
Oh, man, I just want to drop a little bit of moisture into the room. The piece I have tonight is called Your Fluids.
All right. Go ahead, my brother. Do your thing.
I was wet and sticky with you all over me, wondering what you might do next. Sitting sautéed in my lotions, grinning wide and deep, I can still feel your lips. And oh, the places you'll go, especially when you're feeling inspired, your clitoris soaked and throbbing, enveloped in those luscious lips. I took sips from your river, and I dove so deep in the sea of you that I nearly drowned before I came up for breath. I dove again, absorbing the scents, the moistures, the heat. Ooh, so awesome, the feeling of your orgasms, your spasms, your moans, penetrating a sound barrier that I hardly noticed while swimming in love secretions, my countenance drenched and gleaming like a greedy kid with a face full of glaze, amazed at the sweets I stumbled across. So there I was, wet and sticky, your fluids dripping, intense and creamy, steamy like locomotion. This potion is so damn intoxicating, my thoughts derail like Amtrak into the forest of your seduction. We did 23 times 3, exploring our sex in multiples, arithmetic equations of love making, leaving us both dazed and confused, disregarding the rules of engagement. Douse me with your fluid, as the rain which immerses the pavement, I am yours. In poem.
Wow. Thank you, Irvin. That was hot, hot, hot. Well, everybody, I'm going to have to end this real quick, but I'm going to say thank you, Irvin, for coming and closing the show down with that piece.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Definitely thank you to the Wonder Twins, as I'm going to call them, Mr. Mind Poet. And Mr., oh, my goodness, he just, like, drizzle, Mr. Drizzle, Drizzle, Drizzle. Yes, y'all did your thing. Miss, oh, my gosh, I'm, like, so tongue-tied tonight.
Well, you know, y'all
Miss
can take me out
nope.
Sunday. I'll talk to you. I'm being interviewed on the Artist Lounge at 4.
All right. Definitely, if you can, if you're in the chat room, please drop that link up in there. We
Yikes.
Actually getting ready, the show's getting ready to close out in a couple of seconds. So
check
I will say thanks, everybody, for coming
out. I say you can
thanks.
Check out my Facebook page. I'm in class, so you can just check out Urban Voodoo on Facebook.
Okay. Definitely will. Definitely will pass that through to everybody. And everybody else, I'm going to say a good night. Have fun. We see you next time. Later, people.
Love is